News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
Now, as you will undoubtedly have heard, Jessie Buckley did it. She won Best Actress at the Academy Awards in LA last night. So in the end, the Killarney woman made history and became the first Irish woman to win Best Actress at the 98th Oscars. The Hamlet actress was beaming. And a man who was inside the Dolby Theatre was News Talk reporter Henry McKean. Morning, Henry.
Good morning, Anton. I just have to say, I won that bet. I said to you in December, look, this film is going to win. It's going to be big. And it was. It was huge. And yeah, it's Hollywood calling. And it's been a fantastic night. The 98th Academy Awards. And it took that long, 98 of them, for an Irish woman to win Best Actress. Saoirse Ronan and Ruth Negga both tried. And Jessie tried in 2021 with The Lost Daughter. And finally, it happened. Paul Mescal was there to congratulate her, her co-star. And we got to have basically a chat backstage with Jessie in the winner's room just a few hours ago.
Please welcome best winner for Best Actress in a Leading Role for Hamnet, Jessie Buckley. First question for in the room, number 167.
You.
Thank you very much. It's Henry McKean from Irish Radio News Talk. Jessie, Kerry, Killarney and Ireland are celebrating you being the first Irish woman to win in this Oscar category. And back home, as you said in your speech, it's Mother's Day, your first Mother's Day as a mum. Hamnet is about a mother's love and a mother's grief. How special does today feel?
It feels like some kind of crazy alchemy that all of these things are colliding on a day like today. My daughter got her first tooth this week. I woke up with her lying on my chest, snuggling me, and I feel like what a gift to get to, you know, explore motherhood through this incredible mother that Agnes is and was, and then to become one myself, and then to receive this recognition of the incredible role mothers play in our world on this day is something I will never, ever forget.
Good man, Henry. First man through the gap. Nicely played. So delighted Jessie Buckley there. What else did Ireland pick up Oscar-wise, Henry?
Well, Richie Baynham from Avatar, he has won his third Oscar, three Oscars, unbelievable, for special effects. He's joining the ranks of the greats like Daniel Day-Lewis and 2FM, a radio station that some of us might know. Emma Power was there, and she got to actually ask him about Ireland and Tala. Richie corrects the moderator for pronouncing his name incorrectly.
Please welcome winners for visual effects, Avatar, Fire and Ash, Joe Lattery, Richard Bonham, Eric Sandon, Daniel Barrett.
Richie Baynham.
Richard Baynham.
Thank you. Look at that. We have an Irish contingent back there. Honestly, it is an industry of relationships, and all of the, I'm not going to speak for everybody, but I'm telling you, it is built on family and trust and empowerment by the people that love you and live with you. That is the long and short of it. It's like the fact that we kind of do crazy hours and crazy things is really empowered by the people around us, and that's no truer than I would say my wife Ash and Joe.
We're not married, Rich.
By the way, on that topic of the crazy hours, how are you doing for sleep, Henry?
Well, I mean, I'm basically buzzing. I mean, I'm seriously buzzing because there's a lot of after parties to actually visit. So I think I'll probably sleep when I'm dead, or perhaps sleep on the plane on the way home.
There's a lot to be said for it, Henry. Come here, other than the Irish then, who else were the big winners?
So one battle after another. It's taken six gongs, six Oscars, including Best Picture and Best Supporting for Sean Penn, who pulled a no-show. And Kieran Culkin actually said that. He said he couldn't be here this evening or didn't want to. So we're still not sure why he didn't show up. We think it could be a protest. Also, Michael B. Jordan won Best Actor for Sinners, beating Leonardo DiCaprio, as well as Timothy Chalamet. Here is an American radio journalist giving an overview.
Hi, my name is Lana Wilson Combs. I'm with Into Entertainment.net and KFBK radio station in Sacramento, California. And yeah, the 98th Annual Academy Awards, it did go as pretty much like I planned. I was very happy to see Michael B. Jordan win for Best Actor, and I knew it would come down to one battle after another and Sinners, and it looks like one battle after another came out on top. But I think it was a good night. A little disappointed that Delroy Lindo didn't get Best Supporting Actor. He's a fine actor, and he's been around for so long, would have loved to see him get it.
And Sean Penn didn't show up. Was that a surprise? Even that though we had a feeling he wouldn't.
That was a huge surprise to me. You know, it just really seemed awfully odd. I wonder what the reasoning is tomorrow. What
and Kieran Culkin actually did reference that perhaps maybe he chose not to show up. Was it a protest?
I wonder. I can't. Yeah. Well, tomorrow morning we'll tell. You know, because all the news stations are going to be all over that. So it'll be interesting to see what they say.
Henry, thank you very much. That is the one and only Henry McKean reporting for us from LA there. We were talking.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.